Section C. Teenage Talk.
At school, Sandy often went to the library with her best friend Autumn, who came to America from Japan. They were in the same grade, even though Autumn was a year older. They helped each other with homework, worked on research for class assignments, and talked about their problems. Sandy explained her parents didn't like her makeup or her music and were getting very strict. Autumn's parents made her study on Saturday nights, but Sandy didn't tell her parents. She didn't want to give them any ideas. The teenagers shared many secrets, trusting each other entirely. Sandy told Autumn about her telephone conversations with her brother Bill. An only child, Autumn liked hearing about Sandy's brother. Sandy didn't tell anyone Autumn had a boyfriend. Autumn's parents didn't permit her to date and insisted Autumn attend Japanese school on Saturdays. During lunch, she visited her boyfriend Jackson at an ice cream shop near where he worked. Autumn described Jackson as very funny, always telling jokes and making her laugh. After seeing Jackson, Autumn usually shared his jokes with Sandy. Autumn looked sad. "What's the matter, Autumn?" asked Sandy. "I wish I could really go out with Jackson. Not just see him in secret. I do not often lie to my parents, but I have to lie about Jackson." "I understand," said Sandy. "But you're lucky. At least you have a boyfriend." "I feel lucky. He's so good-looking, smart, and funny. I really like him. I just wish I didn't have to keep secrets from my parents." "I know what you mean. My brother Bill has been calling me, but doesn't want me to tell my parents." "Why not?" asked Autumn. "He's having a really hard time in school, failing one of his really difficult classes. I'm worried about him."
"Maybe your parents could help him. He should probably talk to them. What class is it?"
"Higher level math. Math was never his best subject," answered Sandy. "He always seemed like a really bright person," said Autumn.
"That's just an act," said Sandy. "Bill has a really hard time paying attention. You and I help each other work things out and do a lot together. Bill can't do that. He won't let anybody know he isn't perfect. That's why he doesn't want me to say anything to our parents. But they need to know. I promised I wouldn't tell them. What should I do?"
"His grades are very low. If he fails, my parents will be so upset."
"If you promised, you can't tell. But he sounds like he needs help."
"You're right, Autumn. He mentioned dropping out of school. I'm so worried because my parents would feel terrible.
I just don't know what to do.
I don't get it. Why does he have to drop out?
He's only failing one class, said Autumn.
He feels he just doesn't fit in at college. He's very quiet, by himself, and doesn't like to go to parties too much. He likes to sit at home, listen to music, and draw.
He's kind of a dreamer.
Is he very unhappy? Asked Autumn quietly.
I'm not sure, said Sandy. When I ask, he says no.
But sometimes he doesn't really answer.
That's brave to ask, said Autumn.
He's my brother. I want to help him, Sandy said.
College isn't right for him because he doesn't like to study.
But I can't tell my parents because they go crazy when anything is not perfect, said Sandy.
That's probably why he doesn't tell them, said Autumn.
Sandy, this is a serious problem. He's in trouble and needs help.
Maybe more than you can give.
Maybe we shouldn't talk like this, but I'm worried about him.
It's so awful when you have to keep secrets. I hate secrets, said Sandy.
I do too, smiled Autumn, but I'm glad you told me.
My problem with Jackson doesn't seem so bad now.
Sandy smiled at her friend.
I'm happy for you.
I think you need to stop thinking about Jackson so much. If your parents find out, you'll have a huge problem.
You're right. I'd better get going.
I'll call you tonight at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Thanks for listening.